just down in the dugout here, just below the Gerry Arthur stand, speaking to Maxi Curran. Maxi, you're signing autographs there. look, come here, it's been a fantastic performance this afternoon. A dream start for your girls today.
Yeah, look, start just, you know, made it for us. You know, put our man on the back button, though. I think they were really, you know, hit for six at the start there. They didn't know what was happening, and, you know, they just really struggled to get a foothold in the game after that. And, you know, the... Look, there's a lot said about, you know, about the nature of our victory last year and how it was, you know, fortuitous and it wasn't a fair reflection. And, you know, we had a tight battle with Armagh in the quarter final, and, you know, we felt it was somewhat disrespectful, to be honest. And, you know, we felt we had to come here today and show how good we can be and how good we, you know, this current group is, you know, despite all the new faces. And thankfully, that's what they've done, you know. And I think from Aiken, Colgan, right, who made a couple of brilliant saves, you know, through all their defenders right up to the forwards. I think we had just one of those days where everything clicked, and that doesn't happen very often.
Yeah, and chose, look, you six of the players that started last year's Ulster final started again today. So it just shows you the influx of youth that has come into the team.
Yeah, that's right. And look, the likes of Niamh Kiar, you know, stepped up. You know, she's been us up for the last couple of years. And, you know, when she got her chance at your league, and she just, you know, taken with both hands. Evelyn McGinley's been out of the, you know, the picture for a while. She's just finishing studies in Dublin, and, you know, and she put her shoulder behind the wheel this year, and she's been a bit massive fine for us. And then you have Amy Boyd Cars, who was playing a bit of soccer last year, and you know, she's just come of age, and that was her best in playing on a gold jersey, you know, yet. So look, we're really, really fortunate to the likes of Megan Ryan, the boys that come to the underage system, and, you know, they've just come at a time when they were badly needed, and just thankfully they got a medal today to show for it.
Looking at your tactics earlier on in the first half, maybe sucking out that Armagh defence, you took out Geraldine out to the centre half forward line, a lot of bit of movement from Niamh McLaughlin inside, created the space for those chances, and look, Niamh, when she got them, she buried them.
Yeah, look, Niamh and Geraldine have played together for a long time, and Niamh McLaughlin's just such an intelligent footballer, you know, she's a fabulous asset for us to have, and the two of them link up really well, and Karen takes serious watching inside as well. And then you add on Amy and Shannon McLaughlin, you know, Shannon McGrady's power running, sorry, was, you know, was fantastic. She won a couple of frees, and she was, you know, cutting lines through the Armagh defence, and Geraldine was putting off her, and Amy was, you know, she was just so sharp on the kickouts as well. We're blessed with a good forward unit at the minute, and we're just delighted to go over the line today.
Not only finishing your forwards dead, but really pushed up on that Armagh kickout throughout the game and caused a lot of issues for the Armagh keeper.
But then, you know, you have a wee bit of, you know, sympathy for a goalkeeper in that situation. You know, the nature of a kickout in league football makes it a wee bit easier to, you know, just to shut down, and, you know, and once a keeper, I suppose, gets caught for a couple, you know, the confidence goes and the nerves start, and then anything can happen. And I think that's, you know, one thing that a forwarding has to do when they see a keeper starting to shake, they have to, you know, really turn the screw, and thankfully that's what we've done. And, you know, who better than the likes of Geraldine than there to punish when that happens.
Actually, two in a row for you, three in a row for Donegal. It's the fourth in so many years. It's a golden era here for Donegal football.
Well, it is. You know, I think Donegal have lost one match in the championship in the last 5 years, and people talk about the dazzling decade for the men. You know, it's been equally good for the girls, and I suppose the most pleasing thing is the amount of new girls that have come in. Like, you know, this is not really three in a row. It is for certain players, but, you know, there's a lot more new players there today than there was players that have been around. So I'm very, very happy for them. And, you know, it wasn't easy for them. Look, we get off this year to a flyer in Croke Park on a day that nobody gave us a prayer, and people had said if we stayed in Division 1 and got a run loss, it would be a brilliant year for us. And thankfully we've done both those things. And look, we think there's more in us. There's another few years left for us yet too.
I'm joined here by Kate Keeney. Kate, you kicked the equalising score against Cavan. How an important point that was. But it's all about today. It's all about the Ulster final. Your team was immense.
Yeah, listen, it was a first Ulster final for some of the younger girls there, and like 1-30, we weren't coming out of here without the title today. Like, every girl gave everything. And I suppose you can probably look back, and we had two very tough tests against Tyrone and Cavan going extra time, and, you know, our backs were against the wall against Cavan, and that resilience shone through today. We knew that we weren't coming out of here without the cup. So I'm just delighted for all the girls, the older girls that were there, that sort of trudged through, and the younger girls there, they'd stepped up, no fear. Like Megan Ryan coming in, and Niamh Boyle for their first start, marking two of their key players. Like, just delighted for everyone. Because a lot of people probably have written us off, but we knew we had it within us, and it's just very sweet now. Three in a row sounds nice, and just delighted for everyone.
Yeah, and just suppose when you came into that game, it could have been a bit of a banana skin this afternoon against Armagh, but you just got the goal, you set the tone very quickly and very early.
Yeah, to be fair to Maxi and the lads, he had as well set up, and we were hungry, ready to go. And then Geraldine and Niamh McLaughlin, the other side, they put away the goals, and we could have probably kicked another few, but do you know, we kept our composure. And listen, we got the heads taken off us at half time is the funny thing. And listen, I credit to Maxi Kern and Johnny and the boys, they've just had us in the... I suppose we got so much coaching and probably learning how to deal with different situations, you know, and even we sort of went off the game plan a bit there, and in the second half we went back to it. But no, I'm just delighted. So
your role this afternoon was wearing number 11, but you were back in the defence, and you were up forward in an odd occasion as well. But come here, I suppose Maxi has really given you that role to express yourself on the pitch, and obviously worked really hard between the 2 45s. That'd be fair to say.
Yeah, definitely. Like, we were very aware of like the threat that they have up front. The two Mackens are brilliant footballers, and I suppose we have to attack in numbers, but it's also we have to get up the pitch and support that. And he has given us the freedom, the likes of Nicole McLaughlin and Emer Gallagher run out of defence there. Nee Carr had a tremendous year, and just every girl that came in just gave it everything. There's no fear. And I have to say, like, when you look at the team, there's so many girls that weren't playing last year. Like, you know, they were in the subs and they were there for a year or two, and then they pushed on and they're starting today, and you're just delighted for them girls, especially likes Nee Carr. Looking around, like, young Amy Boyle Carr had a great game. Then you've also Roisin Yankee that got surgery yesterday. Do you know, she was tremendous against Cavan, and do you know, like, they're 1-30 or however, they're all brilliant. So
you've been part of this panel for a while now, your fourth title in so many years, your third one in 3 years. Yeah. What does it mean?
It's probably the sweetest, to be honest, the first one, because last year I didn't play. So on a personal note, I suppose I was in two minds sort of coming back this year just with work and other things. So I'm delighted. I had a tough year personally as well. Lost my granddad last week, and he I think he was with me there today. He played cornerback for Galway, won many All-Irelands, so it was special there at the end with my mum. So just delighted for the girls, delighted to be back playing, and just thrilled over the moon.